Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned into Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us, yes, you and you, let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus together. Truly, we are excited about the Lord and about what God is doing in and through among his people. And children of God, I tell you, we're living in some of the best of time where we can see the mighty hand of God move in and through the lives of his people. I am so excited that you joined me today, and I'm just going to invite you to come right on in at home and make yourself right here at home on today. I have a wonderful service on today, or a wonderful man and woman of God that's going to be here with us on today that I will be interviewing on today, none other than District Elder Harrison and Lady Joanne Harrison, all the way from Seattle, Washington, where they pastor the Pentecostal Covenant Church there in Seattle, Washington. And I would like to just take this moment just to read both of their bio to let you know some of the great things that they're doing here in the wonderful Pacific Northwest region. For our district elder, Wilfred Harrison Sr., he is the founder. He founded the Pentecostal Covenant Church in June of 1995 with his wife and family. The church began with two families, and since then, God has truly blessed their work. Prior to starting PCC, Pastor Harrison served as the assistant pastor for Grace Apostolic Temple in Seattle, Washington. Pastor Harrison has been married to Minister Joanne for 38 years, and they reside in Seattle area. They are blessed to have four children and eight grandchildren, and they are both trained facilitators and always have believed in team ministry. They continue today with the same philosophy and theme, empowered by God to empower others. Both have a love for God and God's people. They have been used by God to minister to many people on family and youth issues and marriage and relationship concerns. Pastor Harrison served as the chief electrical inspector and the director of inspection services for the City of Seattle Department of Construction and Land Use until retiring after 27 years of service. Now, also for Minister Joanne Harrison, God has blessed her with a wonderful husband in District Elder Wilfred Harrison, the pastor of Pentecostal Covenant Church in Seattle. They've been pastoring for the last 14 years. And previous than that, we have mentioned that District Elder Harrison has served as the assistant pastor there at Grace Apostolic Temple for over 16 years. She loves her family, working with people, and good food. She has learned through her experience that God can help her handle anything. One of her favorite saying is not what happened to me, it is how I handle it that determine my physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Minister Joanne Harrison is a conference speaker on women and youth issues. She and her husband facilitate relationship and marriage seminar and is trained facilitators for the SHARE, Sexuality, Health, Relationship, and Education program. She is a licensed minister with the Pentecostal or Pacific Northwest District Council of the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, and she is a member of the American Association of Christian Counselor and a graduate of Seattle University. Minister Joanne has served as a Sunday school teacher, deaconess, choir member, first vice president of the Women Auxiliary of the Pacific Northwest District Council, the vice president of the Pacific Northwest District Council Minister's Wives and Minister's Widow Auxiliary, the altar worker, intercessor, prayer warrior, and minister in the gift of inner healing and exhortation in the body of Christ. Minister Joanne recently retired from the State of Washington Employment Security Department after 20 years of service. For Minister Joanne, it is all about Jesus, souls, and attitude. She desires your prayer. Minister Joanne has been walking with the Lord for over 39 years, and she loves every minute of it, and in the good time and in the difficult time. Her testimony is, I am sold out to the Lord. Amen. Truly, it is an honor and a privilege on this glorious afternoon to introduce to some and to present unto others my great, great friends, District Elder Harrison and the wonderful woman of God, Minister Joanne Harrison. Welcome on home today.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for having us on.
Yes, it is an honor to be here with you, Pastor Helen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. I am excited on today. I'm excited at what God is doing in and through your life here in the Pacific Northwest District area. You're doing such a profound work, and these are some of my mentors. And so it is a great honor also, especially during the time of the Pastoral Appreciation Month, too, and for us to have such great men and giants in Zion to be with us on today. I want to just do one more thing. I want to share with you their church overall vision as well as their values in the house of the Lord. The vision is a place where the hurting and the depressed and the frustrated and the cast out can come and find love and acceptance, help, hope, and guidance and encouragement. Also, their vision is of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with people from all community where we live, a vision of how we receive community into the fellowship of our church, loving, learning, and leaving a legacy. Also, a vision of developing people to spiritual maturity through preaching, Bible study, small groups, seminars, and retreats, as well as the vision of equipping every believer for a significant ministry by helping them discover their gifts, talents, and God-given talents unto them, as well as a vision of empowering and sending an army of believers into our community to express their love through service, and finally a vision as the need arises through the fulfillment of our purpose to expand and or build the necessary facility to continue the vision. Wow, what a beautiful vision, and what is also being lived out, and we know and see the fruit of your labor. I tell you, on today, we want to focus in on an area that is a passion for you, and that is relationship training as a training counselor for the premarital counseling as well as marriage and pre-engagement assessment. Could you both share your passion with us on today in that area of relationship?
Yes, it is one of our passions, along with a few other things such as outreach to the men's shelter and to the women's shelter and various areas such as that. But I think you've tapped on to one of our real passions, and that's helping people.
Yeah.
And helping people to us involves a lot of our time and our dedicated ministry to those people. So we deal with things such as premarital counseling, marital counseling, and a new wrinkle that we've put in recently, probably over the last 3 years or so, is pre-engagement counseling. And that comes out of the philosophy that the problems that we're seeing now in marriage really carry over from singleness. So we kind of think maybe we can stop some of the bleeding in marriage by ministering to single people in general. And if we can get them before, you know, the ring is on the finger and before they get too emotionally involved, or if we can do the pre-engagement counseling,
Yes.
We found that to be very, very effective.
Wow.
So it's worked really well for us.
Yes, because it helps them to realize we try and do a match. You know, they come to us and say, we're thinking about possibly getting engaged, but before we do that, we need to assess if this thing is really going to work out or if we are a good fit, a good match together. And we can go into just having an objective couple sit down with them and talk about their background, their cultures, their state in terms of where they've social background, their goals and things that they're looking forward to. Just see personality-wise, psychological-wise, what are they bringing to the table together and would they be a good match to make that step further? Because like as Pastor said, once you get the ring and get emotionally attached, it's hard, even though you may see red flags going up, it's hard to back out. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You know, yeah. And now everybody, every girl wants that wedding, wants that ring, and they'll go through with it, even though they see those red flags. So if we can show you enough red flags that maybe you need to step back and reassess if this is, or even get some help before making that step. You know, sometimes working some things through, you know, past issues, past problems that you might bring into the relationship, you stop it there and get some help and move on. So that's very helpful.
Good. And I think that is a very, very key and just very profound, because sometimes, as you stated, and things, once that ring and once to get to thinking about making things up and getting things
mm-hmm.
to get together,
mm-hmm.
it's almost hard to really to stop and do a reassessment at that particular time, because so emotions are going. And I think that is just so profound.
Right.
And things, yes, yes.
And once they get to the, now we get the ring on, we bring them in for premarital counseling, where Pastor and I sit down with them and go over some things. And Pastor, you can tell them some of the things that we talk about in premarital counseling.
Premarital counseling, you know, what we found is that we have a lot of couples now today that are not even seeking counseling or seeking marital advice at all. So we look at our sessions as advisory kind of sessions where we really get down to the nitty-gritty of relationship, and that means a whole array of different subjects, some of them extremely insightful. We continue the move. If we're a lot of couples, we don't get until pre-engagement, but other couples we get at that time of engagement and deal with the premarital piece. And looking at the premarital piece, we are heavily involved with subjects like what to expect in marriage, because what we're finding is that couples are moving, especially on the men's side, they're carrying singleness into marriage. Otherwise, they get married but still have that single mentality. So they're not looking at what they need to change in order to secure this marriage relationship. So, and that's been well-founded by one of the subjects that we deal with, which is unfulfilled expectations. It causes a lot of frustration and anger in relationships when we find that people find that some of their expectations aren't being fulfilled. And so we deal with that pretty heavily. We deal with fulfilling needs of each other and the importance of that. One that we like to get into and gets kind of heated in some of our sessions is roles and responsibilities that sort of connect to decision-making. And so we've devised a session that talks about their decision-making model. Two of the obvious things that everybody, I think every counselor deals with is communication and conflict in relationships. And we have some unique ways of dealing with those things. Those are just a few of the subjects I think that we get into over what could be an 8 to 12 week period.
Wonderful. Now, I also remember that, too, also when we was all there at Grace, I remember you did another, you and Minister Joanne had did another series and things, and I know it was the Epsonist program for our young people, too, and how that I thought it was just so profound of empowering them and giving them the tools. And so the years of work that you have put into this area of relationship, it also stems back even for the youth, how I remember how you empowered the young people and giving them those tools and giving them, instilled in them great value. And so your work that you have done in regards to this, even for the young people all the way up to even now, is just really just profound, though, the work that you're doing. You mentioned also in regards about marriage counseling, and you also touched about the pre-engagement assessment, and which I think that that is so profound, that at least give the people ideas, understanding of the expectation, because sometimes we can go into marriage without the right expectation of what it's all about, too, after I said I do. And then you also provide also counseling for thereafter. Did you want to elaborate or share with us, or Radio Land, a little bit about that aspect of it too as well, if you can?
Mm-hmm. Well, you took us back a few years.
Yes.
You took us back several years. And you also sort of exposed us a little bit, because we need to update some of our information. We now have been pastoring for 17 years and married for 41.
Oh, okay.
So this information that you're bringing out goes back, 25, mm-hmm. 30 years ago when we were working with youth on what was then and is still now a very important subject, which is sexuality, and the whole sex issue in the world, not let alone the church.
Yes.
And so we were working with young people concerning relationships at that point, and really that was kind of a springboard for us, and continued on working with youth and working with adults up to this point.
Right, and dealing with, which moves us into, you know, the family piece and the marriage and the relationships. And like Pastor said earlier, it's so important that if we can get the marriage couple right and get them know that marriage takes work, and go into them, like I said, go into the marriage advisedly with good advice and good counsel, their chances of working it out and staying together are a lot better. The success rate in terms of what to expect and how to work through those conflict issues. And that's one of the things I'm sensing talking to now young married couples is how to deal with conflict in relationships and how to deal with that resolution. How are we going to solve these issues without walking away, without mm-hmm. getting physical, the abuse, you know, part, and all that you have to deal with, and how we can learn. But I found it comes from understanding that marriage takes work.
Yeah.
And that you're going to have to, if you're going to have a good and effective marriage in times like these, where you, first of all, you need Christ in your life. You need a God-centered marriage. And we teach that from, you know, all the way, day one. God's got to be in the midst of that relationship to help you work through some things. And that's one of the important issues.
One of the, and thank you, Pastor, Arm, for bringing that piece out, because what we're seeing now in the world is that since the divorce rate in the church is now so high, before we were sort of excluded from that because we held the divorce rate down in the church, but not anymore. We are just as subject to it as the world, unfortunately. But what we have been sort of working on with couples has to do with a much deeper exploration of their childhood and the background that each one brings. in doing so, we found that a lot of healing is necessary.
Yes.
And so we include in part of our sessions a very spiritual component connected to some natural things that we found brings healing.
Mm-hmm.
To have two couples come together and understand this one point, if nothing else, understand that they're coming together to heal one another and to mm-hmm. minister to each other. That is so powerful in the relationship. It helps us to do two different types of sessions with them. One of them is expectation validation and covenant validation. When you start to be very clear with couples about who they are and their weaknesses and their strengths and what they bring to the table, that's, and they see that, and they see the red flags. Couples are going to get married, you know, once they get to you. They're pretty much on their way. So at least we can take the time to point out some issues in the marriage. Some, we call them red flags. Some issues in the marriage that will help them be able to grow in the marriage. Because if marriage is about anything, it's about growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that takes time. And so we teach them about the process of growth in marriage. So I think that was very helpful for us in moving forward in the type of thing that we're doing with young people that want to get married.
Wow. And that is a great work, and it sounds as though it just sounds like a tremendous blessing and things. As you have stated, marriages take work and make sure that it's Christ-centered and the looking deeper into the and exploring the childhood and what each one brings. That just sounds very, very great. And so if there was something that you were to share, both you and Minister Joanne, to the radio land, I just want to, this has just been so rich, I tell you, we can just go on and on, but I want you just to take this time and just whatever you have in your heart to share with the radio land, both you and Minister Joanne, and things in regards to relationship and things, or whatever God is laying on your heart, I want to give you that time just to share with them. And then after you share, if you don't mind just praying a prayer for relationship, for the marriages, and however God just leads you. So I just want to put it back in your hands if you don't mind just sharing.
I think I would say to the couples in, you know, Radioland, and for the singles as well, that your approach to relationship, you must take time to process it and to prepare yourself for marriage and prepare yourself for relationship. Because one of the things I think that the adversary is using against the church is this disruption of family. One of the examples that is used in the Word of God is the family structure. And I think if the devil knows he can tamper with or mess up the family structure, then he has a foothold into disrupting the church as a whole. He can disrupt the church because the attitude of people coming from home will either bless the church, and that's done through worship, through praise and worship. People can't worship upset. People can't worship well, frustrated with their mate or with their children. And so it would bless the church so much if people, number one, would, if they're struggling, seek out some guidance, a counselor or someone that can give them good, sound, solid advice in their relationship. I've been blessed recently with several men that have come and received counseling, and we've walked with them through some very difficult, dark times, and it's been such a blessing because men seem to shy away from counseling. But it would bless the church if people would just deal with issues. And let me. I'm getting warmed up here, so I better.
That's okay.
I better let my wife have.
That's good. We need to hear that because.
Yes.
And that's what we're all about. That's where our passion is about healing and restoration, about healing in the body of Christ. But let's, just like Pastor said, you really can't get into and into your worship, into the presence of God, if you're still holding on to so much stuff, bitterness, anger, resentment, unforgiveness. And that's one of the key things that we've been working on and helping people, says get rid of the baggage, the garbage. God is a healer of all our diseases. Whatever issue you may have, God's able to deal with it and get you good, sound advice. The scripture says, you know, in the counsel of many, there's that healing, that you can get that healing that you need to go forth. And there are challenges in relationships, and that's what we need to work through. People can sit down and reflect on in the Word of God, where and with good help and good sound word that we can give them to show them that they can overcome anything that they've gone through in the past. And like Pastor, I too have worked with women who've come through so much pain and broken relationships, and like similar to what you do, Pastor Arm, they just come broken. And God has to heal them. And one of the things that you've probably worked to is giving that true forgiveness, truly forgive your past so that you can move into your future. And that's one of the things that I just love seeing God come by and do that healing process in the body of Christ.
Yeah, and it's so critical. Now, my question would be then also, if there was someone that would like to, or do you just take people that are there as members of your church, or if there's someone would like to come and talk with you, or do you hold seminars, or is there any other information that at this time that you would like to give Radio Land, if perhaps they would like to get you to come over? I know you do seminar training as well, and relationship training, and seminars and conference speakers as well. So if they prevent someone is listening at this time and would like to contact you to come over to be a speaker or a facilitator to facilitate a workshop or seminar, would like to give that information out for our radio listeners?
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me
right.
say this
Please.
Too. There are two books that I think are really good for people to really have. One deals with your situation before marriage. It's entitled "Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts," and that's by Doctors Les and Leslie Parrott. The other one is by Jacob and Lori Goldman, which is "What to Do After You Say I Do." Two very good resources, among other things. We really have our hands full. Our heart is towards our members and our church, and we minister and reserve the necessary time to minister to them. We have received others outside of the church, probably up to this point, more so by recommendation, and we do an assessment with them to know whether or not they are good candidates for us to deal with, because we pray about it and we really feel that some are not you know, won't work with us, because they have to sort of deal with my style of ministry. So we do workshops. So you can contact. I think my wife will give you some information about how to contact us.
Yeah, you can go to our email address, which is very simple: churchpcc@hotmail.com, and they can contact us about possibly doing some workshops or seminars in the body of Christ. Pastor will be teaching at the council, the singles. He's going to do, huh? Okay. At the single, I was trying to wind it up here. But at the doing a singles workshop. So that's another possibility.
Okay, good. And that's going to be coming up in November, which would be, would it be that Saturday, November the 8th?
It'd be that Saturday, yeah. Right.
And would you have a time at this time, District Elder?
You know, I'm not sure. I know it's in the morning.
Okay.
Piece. It's in the morning. And my wife said the Council for Radioland, that's the Pacific Northwest District Council, that'll be convening down in the Oregon,
Vancouver.
In fact, Vancouver, Washington area. And I'm sure she'll, for the Radioland, Pastor Arm can give you more information about that.
Yes. And well, and thank you very, very much. Yes, that will be in November the 8th, and that will be there in Vancouver, Washington, and that's November 8th, 2012, the Pacific, in Vancouver, Washington. I believe it's the Red Lion Inn there at the Q. That's where that seminar will be taking place at and things. And so we would love for you, if you're able to come by, if you're in the area, please stop by. Both District Elder and Lady Minister Joanne Harrison will be facilitating that, and it will be a profound a seminar and blessing as they empower and provide us with tools to have great, healthy, godly relationships and marriages.
Amen.
Well, you know, I want to say thank you very much, both you and District Elder, for coming on today. But before we leave, it would behoove us if we would leave without you praying the blessing upon the marriages. It could be someone listening and find themselves in a struggle, or someone there listening that are pre-adventure, have someone in mind or have been asked the hand of marriage, and things that you could perhaps pray a prayer for. And then for those that are married, and that that God will just sustain and strengthen and fortify
as
we stand when so many things, is, like you stated, is coming against marriage and to disrupt the family structure, and things that if you all could just pray for the Radioland, I know it would be a tremendous blessing, tremendous blessing. And so would you all please pray, if you don't mind?
Amen.
If you could.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. We're going to team pray today.
Father, yes, please.
Thank you. We love you. You've been so good to us.
Yes,
we speak now to singles and to married couples everywhere. Lord, we know that the adversary is seeking to destroy them and to take them out, but we've come against certain issues that plague marriages and relationships. We bind the adversary right now. We plead the blood of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you'll turn this whole situation of divorce around.
Yes, Lord.
We curse divorce in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We ask, Lord, if you would to step in, Lord, to these situations, even those that we speak to right now.
Right now, Jesus.
We bind the adversary, Lord,
yes,
and couples that are struggling to love each other and to have relationships.
Yes, Lord.
We bind him in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Right now, let
Thank
your
you,
blood
Lord.
Prevail.
Thank you, Lord. For, Lord, you are a God of love. You're a God of peace. You're a God of healing, of completeness, Lord. We speak, Lord, to those homes that may be broken or disturbed right now. We speak, Lord, that you would complete, heal, seal, and deliver whatever needs to be done in the name of Jesus. Lord, move by your power divine. Let your love flow from breast to breast. Break down the walls of issues and distractions and problems that come up. Lord, you heal, you move, you speak. And Lord, we ask your blessings over the radio land, Lord, that they would continue to move by your spirit. We'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. And thank you so much for being on the show on today. I tell you, it was just a tremendous, tremendous blessing to having both District Elder Harrison and Lady Joanne Harrison on with me on today. And I know you was tremendously blessed And today, I tell you, what a rich, rich session that we had. I tell you, this could have gone on and on for a couple of hours of all of the wealth of knowledge and the expertise that they bring around this wonderful subject of relationship and marriage. And I love the wonderful idea of the premarital assessment and all of the great work that they're doing there in the wonderful city of Seattle, Washington, at the Pentecostal Covenant Church in Seattle, Washington. I encourage you, if you're in the area and able to go by and be there for the service and things there, they're at, I believe it is, 100 3355th Avenue South there in the Seattle area. And if you're able to go there and be with them, I know it will be a tremendous, tremendous blessing. Again, it was a divine blessing to have my mentors and friends on as our special guests on today. And so also in my closing on today, as I always would say, if you don't have it, God got it, and you are just one question away from your blessing and your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open unto you. And on today I pray, as never before, that there will be a no-sorrow blessing that will come to your household and your family, that you will be blessed beyond measure as you continue to follow in the wonderful steps of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so until we meet again, may the blessings of the Lord continue to make you rich and add no sorrow. God bless you until we meet again. Bye-bye.